welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Thursday, March 10th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Not Subject to Death. Our text is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Pastor Chris says, Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 has been misunderstood by many for so long. It says, And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. For many people this means we must all die someday. Everyone has an appointed time to die. But no, they are wrong. It's not true that everybody has to die. The Bible doesn't say it's appointed to men to die. There's a difference between it's appointed unto men to die and it's appointed unto men once to die. In the latter, the argument is on how many times they should die, not that they must die. It can be rewritten as, because they are not supposed to die more than once. That is, Christ was the sacrifice, and because they are not supposed to die more than once, Christ therefore was offered to die once and for all. Now that he has died, it means death is no longer compulsory. That's the meaning of that scripture. Not that men have an appointed date with death. Death isn't from God. It's an enemy, and it has been defeated, awaiting destruction. For he must reign till he had put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. When you're born again, you're born into life and immortality, deathlessness. Now you can understand why our theme verse says, we shall not all sleep, meaning that we shall not all die. It's telling us everybody isn't going to die. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 16 and 17 says, when Jesus comes back, the dead in Christ, Christians who have died, shall rise first. And then it says, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. That means everybody didn't die. You're not subject to death. Eternal life, the God life, the very essence of divinity, was imparted to your spirit when you receive Christ. The scriptures declare that if you have the Son of God, you have that life. But you must have the knowledge of it and live every day with the consciousness of this reality, a consciousness of life, not death. Praise the Lord! Please take this confession with me. I've been brought from humanity to eternity. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from death and the law of sin. In my path, there is no death. I walk only in the path of life. I'm death free, whether it's death in finances, business, job, health. It makes no difference. I'm forever off death's limits. Hallelujah. For further study, please read 1 John chapter 3 verse 14 and 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 51 to 57. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, you're not subject to death. Eternal life, the God life, the very essence of divinity was imparted to your spirit when you received Christ. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here's PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.